It's December 27, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is David Bolser, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. Today I invite you to join hundreds of students, faculty, staff, and friends who came on Saturday evening, November 28, to celebrate Christmas at CMU. Throughout December, I've been retracing my steps of that Saturday evening, moving from venue to venue between choirs, instrumental ensembles, storytellers, and minstrels to bring you into our celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Today, we take a final walk through the corridors. So join me as I bring Christmas at CMU to you. There was a certain sense of bewilderment in the hallways of Founders Hall that night as I watched people step into the building and immediately ask the volunteer ushers where to find the poetry reading or the coat racks or the home-baked cookies. I was struck by how the bewilderment of the moment seemed to be woven right into the fabric of the whole Christmas at CMU event. With so many venues filled with musical and storytelling treasure, you couldn't help but ask, where are they? There were seekers as well in the early account of Jesus' birth, who came quite a distance. Listen as Irma Fast Duick, Associate Professor of Practical Theology, retells the story from Matthew chapter 2. The background music is the CMU Saxophone Ensemble playing Coventry Carol, directed by Janelle Dixhorn.
The Visit of the Magi, Matthew 2, verses 1 to 6. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Matthew 2, verses 7 to 12. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
The sounds caught my ear as I passed the long corridor that connects Founders Hall to the Athletics Center. Was it jazz? As I turned the corner, I found the CMU jazz band enthralling the mingling crowd. I moved closer to the stage, my audio recorder in hand, and readied myself for the smooth strains of CMU's vocal jazz ensemble, Holy Jazz. It seemed I had almost stumbled onto the merriment in the Athletic Center, and now I was caught up in the continuing flow of musical offerings. I figured I might as well stay a while longer and took a seat as Derek Morphy moved into position to lead the CMU singers. When the Magi finally found Mary, Joseph, and the infant Jesus, they must have marveled at the one they said they had come to worship. Listen now to Cradle Song and A Babe Is Born. Athletic Center filled with singers, guests, and instrumentalists, we were coming together for a culminating experience of carol singing. Somehow, everyone had found their way here from the many nooks and crannies, hallways, and lounges of CMU's North Campus. It was gratitude that filled my heart that night, a gratitude for sure for the many gifts that had been offered, a gratitude even more so that a Savior has been born to me. The response of the Magi seemed to be mine. I, too, had come to worship Christ the Lord. Here is, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Go ahead and sing along if you feel it welling up inside you.
Thank you.
This is only a taste of what happened that night, but I am so delighted that you chose to join me for Christmas at CMU this morning. Bringing our celebration of Jesus' birth to you over these past weeks in December has been a privilege, and I trust that you will experience Jesus as Savior and Christ the Lord every week of the coming year. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen anytime on our website. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace.